This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies. In South,
there it is. There it is.
There it is. We're at Chickies in South Philly.
Oh my god!
There it is. This is a bad one.
That was a really bad.
I've had a good week there too.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, we gotta pick it up this 5 o'clock hour.
Yep. Anyway, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. 2 weeks we will be at Chickies and Pete's at the Farley Service Plaza for the kickoff to summer, the official kickoff to summer, which is Free Toll Friday. You can learn more at ChickiesandPete's.com. That's where Pete is going to pay for your tolls and mine as I drive through the toll plaza hundreds of times.
We should just call you. Like, you could just go and stay on the phone. Yeah, I went through once.
Yes, to tell you how many times we're going through.
Yeah.
Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are my five favorite botched sports calls, because last night there was another entry into the mix. Again, didn't want to do this.
You wanted to do it.
But for the spirit of the top five and five, I had to do it.
You've been thinking about it for 20 hours. You definitely wanted to do it.
Trying to think how I was going to work this in without hopefully not offending people. Number five. Now, we love Merrill. But number five takes us back to the 2022 season, and James Bradberry, Merrill was thinking about some fruit.
Snap, back up, lets it fly, and
nope.
It is intercepted, right when the football is Blackberry, and Blackberry's in for the touchdown. Pick six, James Blackberry,
Bradberry,
at least I didn't say blueberry.
Am I missing something here? Why is the music so loud?
Yeah, turn the music a little bit down, Luke.
You didn't know.
Yeah, Luke.
I messed that one up. Did you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Luke, we got a lock-in back there.
Yeah, come on.
You can't get away with this deep voice for so long.
Yeah, it's two faders.
Fair
Figure
enough.
It
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Bring the music down a little bit so we can make sure we hear the call loud and clear.
Yeah.
Goff takes the snap, backs up, lets it fly, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. Running with the football is Blackberry, and Blackberry's in for the touchdown. Pick six, James Blackberry.
Bradberry.
At least I didn't say blueberry.
I didn't realize you said it four times.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
And Q was like, Bradberry.
Yeah.
Bradberry. Every time he said Blackberry, Q was like, Bradberry.
Merrill got louder every time.
No, Mike.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was the first game of the season.
It was against
out
of Detroit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well,
Blackberry.
At least I didn't say blueberry.
Yeah.
He brought it.
Merrill owned it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Blackberry.
Number 4 takes us to Spike's old coworker and someone who's on this list actually twice.
Oh no.
John Sterling.
Oh yeah.
Here's the first of two John Sterling calls.
This Hicks. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes.
deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. At the wall. Caught by Tapia.
Come on, man.
Now, again, it's Carlos Stanton. He might have had a Stanton problem because he was back again later that season, this time in the postseason, which in Carlos Stanton yet again.
The pitch to Stanton.
Drew, there it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
What? I love that one.
How does he make a call that strong?
So John is great.
Is he blind?
Well, he was 86 okay. last year.
And this is 2021, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still 80, you know.
Yeah, 83.
And 162 games. It's a grind. And by the way, 2021, was he... I wonder if he was there? Because they were... They were they didn't go to road games. I'm trying to remember because I was.
I think maybe for the playoffs they were able to.
Yes, they did. They did. Because I was
you were there for that one?
Yeah, I was there.
And in his defense, like when Stan and Judge hit the ball, I feel like you're always a little bit. Okay.
No defense.
No defense.
Because the call is so strong.
I know. Can we hear, Luke, can we hear that last one more time?
The pitch to Stanton.
Drew, there it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Now, of course.
Now, what did I do wrong?
Of course. The next day on WFAN, everybody's having fun with this. We all love John.
Yes.
John is one of the greatest that I've ever worked with. I mean, truly. I think what happens with John, because we had a camera on him all the time so we could put out videos of his home run calls, is as soon as he sees it becoming a home run, he goes into the call and stops looking at the field.
Right.
So he's you see him, he's doing this. He's pointing. He's not even looking. So he sees it, and he just goes into showman mode immediately. And it's a great call, by the way.
Right. It's a great call. If it was a home run.
Yeah.
Out of the ballpark?
Stantonian.
And that's what he has. He has a call for every player,
sure.
Every Yankee player.
Yep.
And I remember that one happening. And it's like.
And you're probably sitting there like, they're going to make fun of this.
Yes. Well, and I can't tell those guys not to do it. They're going to do it anyway.
Then you would get ripped for telling them not to do it.
Yeah. John the greatest, though. Absolutely the greatest.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
The second one takes us back. Now, this is minor league baseball.
And
And our former APD, Jack Geffer, on the call.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and drilled. Into left center field. Kiss it goodbye. As this one hits the wall. Two runs will score. Trevor Crayport, another double.
I think that one's my favorite.
It's so good.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And it hits the wall.
He was really trying. He was trying, man.
Keffer really had very boom goes the dynamite energy to his play-by-play.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, If you knew Keffer, it honestly makes it funnier.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he was always so frazzled.
Always frazzled.
Yep. Oh, my God.
He thought he had that one.
And you left him in charge of this place.
Look, they had plenty of time to find somebody. Plenty of time. I had a contract to start. Keffer did a pretty good job, I think.
He did. He kept us afloat.
I've never heard what happens after that. Does he acknowledge that he screwed it up afterwards?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just a little long, so
okay.
No one knows who Jack Keffer is besides like five people.
I feel like I could listen to these for a full day.
Oh, they're so funny.
Yeah.
They're so funny. Well, last night, and again, didn't want to do this, but it's all with love, T-Mac, as we thought we had this game tied up in the eighth. With Trey Turner up to bat, here's Tom McCarthy last night.
Fly ball, left field, game tied. It is crushed, and it's off the glove. It wasn't tied. It's off the glove of Morrell. Oh my! How did that not go out of the yard?
I cannot believe as much as it's flying out of the ballpark, I wonder, they might have to check that.
Wow, Tom Keffer over there. Oh, no. So I didn't, as I told you guys, I didn't watch it. I wasn't watching the eighth inning live. Yeah. So when you guys were texting about it, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, man.
Man, he blew that one. You know.
Immediately. I thought of it. I thought of Jack Keffer.
It's tied off his glove. And he's...
Because T-Mac...
He's never done that.
He doesn't rush to make the home run.
No.
He, like, deliberately makes sure...
Totally.
...it's gone. We've even, you know, quietly or off the air or what have you, made jokes that, T-Mac, that's a home run, bro. You can go ahead and make the call. You don't have to wait until it hits the second deck.
Right.
Yeah, to make the home run.
And the one time he does it.
Yeah, but the one time he doesn't do it... That happens.
And he's never going to do it again.
Yep. And I was saying to myself, like, this is why he doesn't rush the call.
I can imagine him throwing his pen and go like, that is why, right in the middle of the inning.
And it wouldn't happen in that park.
I know. And that actually made me feel better about Bryce's non-home run a little bit earlier because there might have been some wind blowing in from left field.
Oh,
because
there it is.
It did look like it was gone. In Tom's defense, I was like, game's tied. And then all of a sudden it's tied. Luke, can we hear that one more time?
Fly ball, left field, game tied. Oof. It is crushed.
Oh.
And it's off the glove. It wasn't tied. Oh. It's off the glove of Morrell. Oh, my. How did that not go out of the yard?
I cannot believe that. As much as it's flying out of the ballpark, I wonder, they might have to check that.
I
felt like I was watching it in slow motion, too, because he hit it. I was like, oh, that's crushed. And then it just, you could see the ball dying. And I was like, oh, no, Tom.
Well, now, I know T-Mac's not listening because he's in Cleveland.
Yes.
But if you happen to hear this, T-Mac, we do this to each other. You know, if one of us missed the home run call, it would be the most played thing on the history of the afternoon show. We love you. You do a great job. Oh, my goodness. This
awesome.
Hour. Is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, before we get to our special guest who's here, I think we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room? Deep voice, Luke?
You rang?
Just an awful performance for you during the top five.
Here we go. Now he's backtracking.
Yeah.
Before the show, we labeled you number two as the best part-time producer.
I'll take the hit. That's fine. So this week in baseball, Ben, I played that off the hotkey, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I also have audio to play. And I didn't know if that's on me. Hand up. My bad.
Well, and it wasn't just that. There were a couple of late plays. Jack wanted it again.
Yeah, because I was using the deck, and I didn't know he was going to go back to the one, so then I had to replace it, and I had to take a second there.
Hit the sad violin.
Yeah, that's all me. That's all me.
And Deep Voice Luke, I know part-time producing doesn't pay like a ton, but you're going to need to donate this hour to charity.
Fair.
Okay. This 1 hour is going to have to go to your favorite charity.
Sounds good.
What a just atrocious performance from Deep Voice Luke.
I'm right near Providence Animal Center. It'll
Providence Animal Center. There you go. There you go. Sounds good. I mean, Luke with a buzz-like performance during the top five of five. So we're lucky enough to be joined in person by a guy sitting with his legs.
The best umpire in the public league.
Just with his legs sitting there with his legs wide open.
Look at those shorts. I like that.
Yeah.
You got to be confident to wear those shorts.
Herb from the Northeast joins us. Asked to come on the air. Of course, we grant him.
Let me see.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. What are those shorts, Herb? Where'd you get those?
They're McDonald's sort of shorts.
Oh, they're really McDonald's hoops?
Yeah, they're from McDonald's. You know,
get closer to the mic there, Herb. Help him out.
Get that close to
your mouth. I'm right here.
Well, yeah. I see you fine.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy.
Yep.
I just was talking to him about an hour ago. Gene Otto from originally the Catholic League assigner, and now he does Interact. And I work with him in the Pendel League and for many, many years. All my teammates that are out there working 9 to 5 or whatever hours you're working, Mike King, Steve Pendinsky, Mark Bartlett.
Know anybody else?
The Burkhead brothers and the sons and the father.
Anyone else?
Just want to give you a shout out. and all my umpires from the public league. There's one of them right there.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, we worked together just a couple days ago.
Yep. Wonder who sold you out.
A couple coaches are over there, too, guarding it up from performing arts.
Yep.
So anyway, I just stopped by here to see my boys, Ike Reese.
So were you umpiring today? It was raining out there.
No, not today. We worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
We were lucky. We got good weather this week.
Yeah.
Good weather. Lot of sun. It was hot yesterday, like 85, 86.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Yeah, where were you at?
When it gets to be like 90 degrees, are you able to sit out there in the hot baking sun?
No problem.
Being an umpire? Really?
I did it in 105. I used to do it. Yeah.
Really?
Down in Jersey, yeah, in the summer.
It
man.
Was 105 in Jersey?
Yeah, I did it where Ike Reesworth lives at, down in his neighborhood.
Okay.
Yep. Mike lives there too now.
Yeah, I live down there now too. We're going to have a party at my house.
Near Wentz's house?
Yeah. Am I near Wentz's house?
Well, yeah, his old house. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's good.
Yep, me and Carson were neighbors.
The
perfect game, John Galante runs all the perfect game from Jersey.
Oh, that's another shout-out?
He's an assigner. He's got over 200 umpires.
Wow.
And they work hard. And there's a lot of games once the kids are out of school.
Yep.
June, July, and August, there's a lot of perfect game going around in Jersey, and you know Williamstown High School.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of schools down in Washington Township.
How long you been umpiring?
Since 2012.
Really?
2012.
Oh, I would have thought longer.
But I gave up. You know, in 2018, I gave it up, and now they asked me to come back this year. And decided,
why'd you give it up?
Well, because I had the open heart surgery, I lost weight, a lot of weight over the winter, and I figured I'd give it a shot. So you know,
and now you're one of the best to do it.
Well, I'm like, I everybody knows me.
Yeah,
they know that they better come to hit when they're walking up, because if it's in the box, it's strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out.
Yeah. You'll be like Joe DeCamera up there looking for balls. Trying to get a walk.
Joe's always looking for balls. Yeah. You don't
He's
like Camerata.
He's got a lot of balls, Joe, don't he?
Well, you don't like Camerata, do you?
No, he's all right, but he just, like, some of the stuff he's been pulling the last 2-3 years, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, show me the action, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Show me the money, you know.
You know,
how's you always talk about this, so I feel like I'm not talking out of school. How's the love life?
It's okay. It's all right. Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I'm getting ready for my big trip. 2 weeks from now, I'll be listening.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 weeks is my 70th birthday.
No way.
On Friday.
You're not
Friday
70.
The 23rd. Yep.
You're 70?
70, and I'm going to Cartagena, Colombia for 9 days, yeah?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You and these, now you're going to Colombia?
Yeah, I'm going to Colombia.
It's dangerous down there.
No, it's
are you running, resort, running drugs?
I'm staying at a resort.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Don't leave the resort.
Yeah. Well.
Stay on the premises.
Yeah, of course. I'm staying in all the
inclusive,
good parts.
All inclusive?
Just breakfast only.
Okay.
Oh. Does it include the love life? Is it all inclusive?
No, he wants to roll.
You got to find that.
You rolling by yourself or are you taking, you're going, you taking?
No, I'm going myself.
Okay, don't bring sand to the beach. I feel you. Don't bring sand to the beach.
Be careful down there.
Yeah.
We want you to be able to come back.
This would be one of those trips I would actually bring sand to the beach.
You keep yourself out of trouble.
Yeah, damn right.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you a few stories that I heard, but I'm, you know, off the air.
Oh, about Colombia?
About a lot of places down there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, no, you said it right.
Yeah, yep.
All right, I want to give a shout out to Phillies are coming on.
Yep.
And the Eagles had a great draft. Go Eagles.
Yep. What about the Flyers?
2025, let's go. Yep. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Again, back to back.
Let's do it.
Howie Roseman, back to back.
Yes.
Back.
And what about the Flyers?
The Flyers, well, we got to get some players. They say they're going in free agency.
Yep.
And they're going to get a good draft. That's what I've been hearing. So, you know.
And what about the Sixers?
We got to get some hope.
Yep.
Hopefully we can get the second or third pick in the draft.
Fingers crossed. Or the first, even.
That's going to be tough. I don't know. Even if they can go from five, what are they, five right now,
six.
Right?
Yeah, six.
Six?
Yeah.
If they can go from 6-2 or 6-3, you're
or six
not
to
bad.
One. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
They might be able to make a deal and get that kid that number one if they –
You never know.
You know, throw some players in their face. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Throw players in their face. That's a good plan. Yeah. All right, Herb.
The Sixers got a lot of play. They got a lot of players that can play.
They've got some.
They just got to get a big man. You know that.
We have a big man.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's hurt all the time.
Come on, Ike.
You know, so, you know.
I didn't know.
Obviously.
You know, we were 26-8.
Who?
2 years ago. Not last year, this past year, but the year. 26-8, and then Embiid got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? So that team, they won 47 games when they basically and played the Knicks. The problem with the Sixers is, and if you look at them against the Knicks, is the Knicks, okay, they get the rebounds, they play defense, and they can shoot the threes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got two or three guys that can hit 25 to 30 points every night. That and the Sixers, can they do that? You know what I mean?
That's the question.
I mean, when Embiid's healthy, it's but can he – you know what I mean?
We need, ever heard
we
us
need
sing
help.
Creed?
We need somebody.
Have you ever heard us sing Creed?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard Creed.
You want to join us? It's coming up.
I don't know. That's tough. I'm not a good singer. Man.
Well,
neither are we.
Join the club. the club. All right,
we won't put you on the mic. You can sing in the background.
Yeah. Right. Any other shout-outs before you go?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's it?
All right. Let me say hello to Howard Eskin.
All right.
Wherever he's at right now. The big man from Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah. Love it.
All right.
Now his son's the number one man.
Well, number two. Yeah. Name second. I mean, show number one. Me number two.
No, you're 1A.
Wow.
We're 1A and 1B.
There he is. And Jack Fritz returns.
Hey, Jack, you see.
Jack, just a
what
lot,
a downgrade that I'm back,
a
right?
A lot to live up to.
A lot to live up to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I talk about me and Tornado Shapiro's best friend?
Yep.
So me and Tornado Shapiro.
Yep.
His best friend, Joe Conklin.
Yep.
We'll do a special book signing of Ring the Bell. Go to ringthebellbook.com, of course.
Yeah.
Got the book back today.
Yeah. How's it look?
It actually looks beautiful.
Really? Yeah. You got a physical copy?
No, like at the PDFs and how it's going to look. So that's going to be great. Signing books there. I will not be doing stand-up. Don't worry. We'll not ruin the show. We'll be at Ocean City Music Pier on Saturday, July 12th. It's right before the show. Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
Not the same.
JoeConklin.com.
Yeah, not the same as the Mike does it.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
He does it way better. You get the point? Good.
Herb's better on the phone.
So what did I miss in the last...
He gave shout-outs.
Yeah, he gave a lot of shout-outs. A
lot of shout-outs.
Yeah.
He also gave his analysis of the Phillies,
great.
Eagles, Flyers, and Sixers.
Yep.
Flyers analysis.
Yeah. Well, I asked him. And for the Sixers, he was like, they're good. They just need a big man.
Well, that's a good take.
Yeah, you know what I mean? all right. 215-592-9494. We lead you up to leading off tonight, right?
Extended leading off.
Extended leading off.
Taz has been upset about that since 6:30 this morning.
Yep. We have Phil's tonight, 7:15, first pitch, Phil's and Guardians. But we still got a half hour left of this show, and you are free to join. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If I were to tell you that we would get more people into 530 Creed at a big golf tournament, than at Chickies and Pete's, you probably would have told me I was crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a big...
I'm real interested today.
No. And it's a good crowd. They're here. They just don't care.
Yeah.
All right, Herb. Can we give it a rest?
Nice.
Here, thanks.
You're about to get tased in a minute, Herb.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. The show.
No.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so, because there's nothing really, I don't think, going on around the complex tonight. I mean, there's
a
Phillies
just like,
game.
And... Everybody's looking at us. It's like they didn't even care they were singing about Creed.
Yeah.
So it drove me crazy, actually. I want a little positive reinforcement. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you on Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What's your concern level with Bryce Harper right now and going forward? Final count, 59.3. Not concerned. 29.9, starting to be concerned. 10.8, very concerned. 215-592-9494. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Talk about the Phillies. Huge win last night.
Is this Howie Roseman?
Comes from behind.
You sound just like Howie Roseman. It's stunning. All right, anyway, go ahead.
About the Phillies. So, they came back last night, huge win. Can't remember the last time they came back from, five runs down. Do you think momentum? I mean, they're doing good now. I could see them actually winning, two or even maybe sweeping Cleveland. You really think momentum is a real thing? I feel like they'll win a few. I'm like, oh, they're back, and then they lose one. They lose a couple in a row.
But that isn't that just the baseball season? You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to win every series for the rest of the year. And the Guardians are not a pushover. I mean, they're 22-15 and then 11-5 at home. So
low run differential, though. Negative run differential.
But they've been kind of fraudulent for years.
Yes, now, they have. Smoke and mirrors.
Now, starting staff-wise, they have the 29th ERA in the league. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because they're usually built on all this pitching, and they're just not this year.
The thing about momentum, Thomas, is it's there until it's not.
Only as good as the next day's starter, Spike.
Yeah. Well, it's in any sport. It's like it's real until you miss a shot or you don't win the game. So they're playing well. They're playing good baseball.
They're peaking too early, some are saying.
No, no one's saying that.
Peaking too early.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then one last thing, and I got a question for Ike. So,
okay.
With Tanner, obviously if he wasn't hurt, he would have came up here last year. You know, Taijuan Walker wouldn't have been here. We probably wouldn't have signed Jesus Luzardo. But, you know, I get, you know, the coaches that Tanner had, you know, they definitely make sure they're careful. And obviously it's Dave's decision, correct? You know, when he comes up,
sure.
You got so many coaches.
What's the question here?
I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out, like, I know it's not babysitting either, but
Thomas, come on.
The connectiveness of all the coaches, like how each guy thinks, you know, how often do the coaches in the minor leagues talk to everybody in the organization?
Like a top-down approach. I got you.
Yeah. And then I have a question for you.
Yeah, I think they're more connected than they used to be. Like Cotham, I think, talks to all the minor league coaches, so.
They had that problem years ago, remember?
I know.
It was the French-Canadian guy.
Oh, Philippe Aumont?
Aumont complained that he was told something different at every level
when
he was here.
It was a couple of years ago. It was a problem, too. I think that's been the biggest thing they've tried to get right the last couple of years is getting everyone on the same page.
Yeah. What's your question for Ike, Thomas?
When you were playing, with the Eagles in 98 or you started off, and I know microphones in the helmets came out in 94. Was there ever an instance where player on defense changed the play, coach didn't like it? I don't know how often that happened back then. Was there ever a player who had control of the headset?
Thanks for the call,
Thomas. Yeah, good question. I don't remember any. When I started in 98, Emmett Thomas was the defensive coordinator at that point. I was a rookie. I probably was just happy to be here during that time. under Jim Johnson, he pretty much ran what he called.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. In just about every defense, there is a sort of check that could be made based on what the offense does. They motion somebody out of the backfield or something like that, then, yeah, we switch to a different defense.
But it's all within – like, you have if this, then
yes,
that.
Yes, it's within
this,
that call, that. Yes.
It's not like what
somebody
a quarterback
somebody going rogue,
do.
Yeah, and just right. changing the play and calling their own defense.
Yeah.
No. Now, I will say this. We had guys that sometimes played outside of the framework of the defense.
Yes. Still guys that do
some
that.
Some of our favorite Eagles greats.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Who?
That's what made them great. Or Dalk and Trot.
Oh, really?
And Hugh.
Like doing their own thing?
Yeah, they played outside of the framework at times, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where...
Is that an instinct thing?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where their ability and how good they were would allow for that to happen. It's like Bill Belichick used to say about Lawrence Taylor. He'd call a defense for them to run with the Giants, and LT's out there doing his own thing at times. He's LT.
Right.
So you do that. You had better be successful.
That's what I say. That's the difference. Is
yes.
Players who do that who aren't good enough to do that don't play very long.
They don't play very long. And I will say this to my teammates' credit. I don't remember them ever doing that, and it cost us in a big-time way. May have given up a first down, but I don't remember that ever happening in a game-winning situation where it may have cost us a game. So, but like I said, guys like you, Jeremiah, Brian Dawkins, they are good enough that it's hard to draw X's and O's up on the board and say, just do it as it's designed.
Right.
You're not going to – yeah, Brian Dawkins doesn't become Brian Dawkins by playing within the framework of a defense.
That is a – I think that's an interesting dynamic that probably shows itself in lots of workplaces in different ways.
Yeah. So I would say, like in basketball.
Right.
Kobe breaking the triangle offense or Jordan breaking the triangle offense, well, they can do that.
Right.
Because they got the skill to do that. But everybody
B.J. Else, Armstrong can.
Yes, everybody else has to run the offense.
Yeah.
Believe me, Ike didn't freelance.
No?
No, I didn't freelance, no. Even when the players try to get you to do that.
Well, by the way, there is – how am I going to put this? There is value to understanding what you're capable of and what you should be doing.
Yes.
And you were probably better because you understood what you could do and what you couldn't do, what you would be successful at.
I was not that I didn't have any ability, but playing around the guys that were as good as they were allowed me to also
shine. Yeah, they need you to do exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly, yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
215.
It's the role player, Fritz.
Yep.
You know, Bryce can take off and go to third base from first base.
Yep. Rojas can't?
No. Rojas can't. And by the way, I wish Bryce would do it less, too.
No, he shouldn't do it.
Well,
yeah, but who's telling him?
Who's telling him not to?
Exactly right.
That's one way he freestyles that I don't like.
Nah, yeah. Hey, but it's hustle.
Yeah.
I like earlier when you said he plays hard all the time. That was a nice
moment. You didn't say that. Yeah, you don't even remember saying it.
Oh, did I?
You said something along those lines.
Well.
You also said yesterday golf's a sport, so.
No, I didn't.
Nah, you said when you're talking about, you know.
I didn't say golf was a sport.
Well, you said it's a sport.
No, I
you
didn't.
You said it's a sport that I could get into.
I misspoke. OG Wade, you're on WIP. I misspoke.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Right
up,
on time.
OG.
Yeah, right on time.
Hey, listen, man. I got some breaking news.
Great.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm shooting for the inside spot. You know what I'm doing. You know, I got to come for the number one spot now, but this is real. This is some big news now. Cooper DeJean is not an exciting way.
What does that mean?
He's a part of the delegation. He's a brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well,
hold on.
Yeah,
you can't, you can't just stick us with jerks.
You can't just take the cool ones. No, you can't just take the ones you like. That's not.
Listen,
No. We get to keep them.
Go ahead. Go ahead, OG.
He's got curly hair. He wears a size 13 and he's 6 foot.
Uh-oh.
He jumps high and he's fast.
Yeah, he helps with our averages.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. He talks like he got a mouthful of grapes. So, here's what I'll do for y'all. Here's what I'll do. For consolation, we'll give you Patrick Mahomes in exchange for Cooper Jean.
You've been on this with Patrick Mahomes for too long. It's insulting.
Too much creamer in the coffee, man.
That was your saying. I remember that was your saying.
Yeah. Too much creamer.
Oh, man.
So, you can't have Cooper to G.
Come on, man. You got to have something, Ghost.
All? We just got one for the first time in like 25 years. It's Seahorn.
I just gave you Robinson.
No.
Who? Ty Robinson.
No, you got to take him, too.
Wait till he's the fullback.
We're sitting over here with Richie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta come up off of me one day.
No.
All
right.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me get my question, man.
Sorry. Okay.
We don't know what your agenda is.
No, but I will say, comedian OG Wade.
It's not a bad
thing.
Not a bad pivot. Not a bad pivot.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Spike, the other day we did a question of your favorite electronics, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where in the hell did you come up that a turntable is an electronic?
Well, you plug it in.
Yeah.
How do you think it works, OG?
That's not an electronic.
And first of all, I didn't say turntable. I said boombox. A caller said turntable. No, I said boombox.
Here we go.
You let him get away with it because you said to him, I've had a Tech 12 and all that other stuff.
Technics 1200. A turntable is an electronic.
Okay, so your heater that you plug into what? That's an electronic?
Yes.
Okay.
OG, is a VCR an electronic?
Yes, it is.
It's the same thing as a turntable. Yeah.
No. It's stuff that goes into it.
It's all right.
Keep cooking, OG.
Yeah. I mean, he's wrong.
No, he's wrong.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I think it was last week, that Bill Belichick had the interview on CBS where his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, sort of interrupted.
Yeah.
And apparently she interrupted a bunch of times. Well, according to Pablo Torre, here is the new way it goes at University of North Carolina.
Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision that was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward. So the theory of why any of this happening is a relevant conversation that I'm gonna ask you to put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because the second update is that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned about what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me, quote, there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades.
So I would say
this is getting weird.
Yeah, I would say I know Pablo a little bit. Pablo does good work. I would imagine if he is reporting these things, they are accurate. I'm surprised that North Carolina stood up to him, I guess.
Well, here's my thing. Unless she's doing something that we don't know about, who the hell tells a coach that his significant other can't come around?
Can't be on the field?
Yeah, or be in a building. Like, who does that?
I don't know. I guess if you're North Carolina and you're like...
Have you ever heard of this before?
Yeah, but I've never seen anything like this before.
Like what? A girlfriend?
In a nationally televised interview?
Sure.
Telling when he can talk and when he can't talk?
Okay, but all I'm saying, if that was his publicist, it wouldn't. No one would care. You feel me?
Yes.
Like, if that was his publicist that was doing that, no one would care. Like, this to me, again, I don't know. They obviously know more about the situation than I do. I'm just saying this seems a little extreme for a university to go out of their way. And he's using words like barred and banned from the facility. And it's like, what has she done other than step on a football field? Like,
well, the other thing is, we don't know. We only know what we've seen.
That's what I'm saying. Unless something else is going on behind the scenes.
There could be more.
Where she is sort of being some sort of tyrant.
Yeah.
Or what have you. But here's my thing. Why would it have to lead to North Carolina stepping in? Why wouldn't Bill Belichick?
Well, that part's weird.
If somebody just spoke to him, just say, you know what, we need to dial it down a little bit. She can dial it down as far as her responsibility. Like, that's his. I understand the age difference, but I'm skipping past that, and I'm saying that's his significant other.
Right. Unless he said no.
Yeah.
Unless they asked and he said no. Who knows? You know, who knows? Your original point. Who knows what's going on? Behind closed doors at this point.
It seems, and then the family gets involved.
Right.
Now, unless Bill has been, I don't know, hypnotized or something.
Right.
It seems like some people are, she's closer than they are to Bill.
Right. And they're jealous.
I know what this feels like. This feels like this young girl is in. Pop ain't coming around anymore. We don't have access to this. We don't have access to that. And
who's
going to
be in the will?
Seriously.
No, I'm not kidding.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So it's crazy. But Bill, get a hold of this, man. This ain't the way you should go out, Bill. Like this.
Well, the other thing is you don't need this job.
Exactly.
Right,
well, it's one thing you're coaching at North Carolina of all places anyway. Now we got to have this thing with you and this young girl. Like,
who would have ever guessed this 5 years ago? If I told you five years ago,
I would never guessed this.
Bill Belichick will be coaching North Carolina. His 24-year-old girlfriend would cause such a ruckus that she becomes banned from the facility and his family is worried about him. Like, it sounds like
it is the craziest thing, man.
It sounds impossible if I had told you that. None of it sounds likely.
Bill,
you know,
just doesn't say he don't give a bleep no more.
Well, as soon as he went on national TV in the ripped sweatshirt, I knew.
It was crazy.
Oh, no. That's a design.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
Because it had other holes in it, too.
Oh, really?
I think that's just a shirt.
Then that's got to be her dressing.
Yes. Oh, definitely. That's 100%. Her dressing.
100%. Yes. See, I thought that was like the first sweatshirt he had growing up when he was.
Oh.
His dad was like, wasn't his dad a coach at Navy or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Whole thing is insane.
Very, very strange. Steve in Norristown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say, I went down to the games in Tampa when Tuesday and Wednesday, and I thought it was a really good series for everyone, basically to just get everyone back on track. I didn't know, did you guys
did you guys notice, because it did tear, did it look like camera, like, angles and stuff? Did it look like not as light, like a little dark?
Yeah, it didn't look like it had major league quality lights.
And it probably doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Well, again, and we were remarking about how Taiwan looked. Not even just how he pitched. Like, he looked monstrous on the mound. You know, I think the angles in there are different.
Yeah, yeah. And they just, during spring training, they're not playing night games.
Sometimes they do, but yeah.
Occasional night games, yeah.
I would say it was probably about 70-30 Philly fans, maybe 80-20. I would say the best part is that we were there and you didn't have any Yankee fans to deal with.
Sure.
At that stadium, which you normally do.
Well, the best part for me outside of the sweep was the EAGLES Eagles chants I heard for three straight
times. Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
You like that, Jack?
Oh, clear.
I'm so happy.
Jack, I'm with you.
Thank you.
There was a little too many of those.
Little too many. I can handle one. Every time they scored.
No, it was every, yeah. It
every
was,
time it they was scored.
I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, we find something else. I'm like, and the problem was, like, they would do it after, like, the five-run inning.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Huge home run by Stott. First thing you hear.
Yeah. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I know.
Ah, you guys. Have a little fun in your life.
I know.
No, I know. It's probably my worst take. But I don't know what to tell
it's
you.
It's funny.
What's funny?
Chanting Eagles.
We're trying to win a ball game.
Oh, and we swept them.
When they lose.
And we swept them.
When they suck.
We swept them.
When they suck, I'm okay with it. Because you guys need to grow up.
Mocking the Phillies.
Yeah. I guess I need to eventually get to the point where I realize it's a Philadelphia chant.
Yes.
How could you not have
it's like P-H-I-L-L-Y, Philly. Yes. Yeah. It's just funnier if it's Eagles.
I know.
I think it's funny.
I thought you were about to start doing an Eve song.
Oh, no.
That tone to it.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Now he's afraid of the wind? Just when I thought he couldn't get any softer. Mark and Monco.
Yep.
That Elliot?
Yeah. It's a good take, though. I like that he's not scared of the rain anymore. Now he's scared of the wind.
It's so Elliot.
And it's all because he won't just take care of the siding on his house.
Yeah. Like, what is so big that's flapping? Like, I mean...
Yeah, broken piece of siding.
Say, yes.
Yeah.
Emmons roofing and siding.
Yep. Get someone to fix it.
Yep. I need new siding. What's next?
Make sure you say that this is Bryce's least productive start to a season at least 50 times.
Chat GPT to Spike before the show.
It is. I'm just trying to set up the show.
Yeah, let the man work, man.
Yeah. 771 OPS is lowest through May 9th ever in his career.
Nice.
Yep.
Hopefully it ends in glory.
Yep. What's next?
Spike on the Phils. Injuries have effectively ended Bryce's career. Spike on the Birds. Saquon is going to miss at least four games next season. Spike on the Sixers. Yo, dinosaur Eric Gordon is going to ball with this team. Frank in Ardmore.
Before Eric Gordon takes.
We let those go, man.
Yeah.
Who cares? Only the text line doesn't forget the Eric Gordon. Text.
He did play the text line.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. It's that text line.
It's the text line.
Yeah.
You guys don't believe me?
I've never heard us advertise the text line once.
Well, I know.
Yeah. What's that?
215-592-9494.
I'm not saying that to diminish them. What Elliot says immediately after diminishing something.
It's what he does.
Yep.
It's what he does.
He wants to qualify it. Like, yeah, that's not what I'm really doing here.
Yep. But he is. We're monitoring.
Yep.
What's next?
I'm definitely more of an athlete than Tiger Woods. Spike putting one foot in front of the other.
I hate the text line this week.
I know you do.
I hate the text line this week.
I know.
I was also going to knock Herb out earlier.
You're going to knock Herb out?
I want to see that.
Yeah, well, he's like, all right, I just let you on the air for 10 minutes. Yeah. Stop showing everybody
he's still
your phone.
Interrupting the show.
Yeah. What's next?
My AMA question is, are there any other humans on the planet more ready to tell you what they did than the people who have run a marathon?
Mike in Havertown.
Text line.
Hey, Mike, why don't you get on a treadmill? I can just feel Mike.
Interesting.
27 pounds overweight. I can feel it.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Leading off, coming up next.
Yeah, buddy. I got an extra 5 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if Justin D'Orazio is able to play around the horn of Guardian / Indians.
No, man, I'm going to miss that.
Yep.
Maybe I'll just do a solo.
Around the horn by yourself?
Yeah, just keep sitting here the whole segment.
Yeah, give it a try.
I don't know if I could do it.
No thanks to Luke back at the studio.
Another. I mean, Luke.
Really, six and a half.
So slow.
That one wasn't my fault. That I hit it on time, and there was a delay. I'm standing up for myself for that.
Oh, yes!
That's not how we work around here.
You say my bad.
We take ownership. We're new. All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening this week. We'll talk to you on Monday.
We are crazy.
Yep.